Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Journey into Light Radio. I'm your host, Nick Long, and we are very, very happy to have you with us tonight. We are live for the next 90 minutes tonight. My guest tonight is our regular guest on Sunday evenings, medium Michelle Fletcher. She is taking your calls tonight for free readings, so please go ahead and call in early as the switchboard is already starting to fill up. The number to call in tonight is 929-477-1684. And thank you again for being here tonight. Medium Michelle Fletcher has been a guest on this show for the last 9 to 10 years, about the length of the show. She was back when my dad, Michael Long, was formerly hosting the show before he passed away earlier this year. And so we just recently brought the show back about a month ago or so. So we are very happy to be back. We're very happy to have Michelle back. And we thank you all for being a part of the show, whether this is the first time listening in or if you have been a longtime fan, we appreciate it. Medium Michelle Fletcher is a very, very gifted psychic medium. She has helped me a lot in my own life, back when my father, the host of the show, passed away earlier this year, with very, very great validating messages from spirit that only you would know, and just, you know, brought a whole bunch of comfort and healing. And I told Michelle many times, I don't know what I would have done without her during that time. And even before that, in the past, I've heard her readings and seen her work, and she's very, very genuine, very, very gifted at what she does, and we really appreciate her for all that she does for that. So we are glad that she's here with us tonight to help those out there that are looking for answers, looking to connect with past loved ones, or who have questions, wanting questions from spirit. So please go ahead and call on in tonight. The number is 929-477-1684, and please press the 1 on your phone so I know that you want to come on air and speak with us. We're about 9 days out till Christmas now. It's kind of hard to believe. Time is flying by, and so I hope you all have been enjoying this holiday season and what's left to come. And so we'll be taking a quick break right here, and right on the other side, we will be joining with my guest tonight, Medium Michelle. So please join us in the chat room on the show page. The link for my guest this evening is in there, as well as a link for me to follow for show updates. So we will be right back after this on Journey into the Light Radio.
One frozen night in 1914, at the height of World War I, the unthinkable happened. All along the entire Western Front, the British and German soldiers lay down their weapons in an unofficial ceasefire to celebrate Christmas Eve together. They exchanged gifts and saw each other as brothers. And that peace lasted for 2 more days when they were ordered back to battle. In those few days, though, men remembered the reason for Christmas amongst the devastation. And it's a story that should never be forgotten.
Through the smoke-filled night, silence rose from both sides. Across a bloody battlefield, it was a cold Christmas Eve, 1914. For those who were there, it seemed unreal. As time was still, the spirit moved the soldiers to lay down their arms, raise their voice in song, and pretend for a while the war was over. If it could happen then, it could happen again. A world torn apart could join hands and hearts to celebrate his birth and peace on this earth. Could find again a reason not to fight. Maybe there's a chance this time it might last. As opposing sides approached, the broken words they spoke, it wasn't long before they felt at ease. They shared their cigarettes, what they had they used as gifts. They didn't feel like enemies. With candles lit, they stood shoulder to shoulder, and on that field they found true confidence. happen again.
And welcome back to Journey into the Light Radio. We are happy that you are with us, and we are happy to be here. My guest tonight is medium Michelle Fletcher. Michelle will be taking your calls for free readings tonight, so please go ahead and call on in. The number is 929-477-1684, and press the 1 on your phone to come aboard. And let's see, and you can also join us in the chat room on the show page on blogtalkradio.com, Journey into the Light. And so we are happy that you are with us, and we hope this show brings some comfort and healing to you. That's the primary reason that we do this show, is for that. Most of you know the former host of this show, Michael Long, my father, who passed earlier this year. And, I know if it wasn't for the great help, my guest tonight, Michelle, and it really helped a lot. And so that's why I enjoy doing these shows, to help, hopefully help, y'all out there who are going through tough times or whatever might be going on in your life. So we're live for the next 90 minutes, and Michelle is my guest every Sunday night, 7 p.m. here, Central Time, on Journey into the Light Radio. So without further to do, let's bring on my guest this evening, medium Michelle. Welcome back, Michelle.
Hi, how are you doing, Nick?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. How's your week been going?
Pretty good. I'm just getting ready for Christmas, and that's really it. A lot of busy stuff.
Right. Lots of appointments and different stuff. Yeah, same here, getting ready for Christmas. Got a couple birthday parties to attend to throw in the mix. And
nice.
So it's pretty busy schedule, but yes. But we are very happy to have you on here. I know a lot of people have been looking forward to your show.
Very happy to be here. Yeah.
Yes, and so I even had a couple people this week message me, said that they hadn't heard the show was back on yet, Journey into Light, and how much, they love the show and the guests, and how much it really, brought them peace and, healing and comfort in their life. And so, so we're very, very grateful that you are on here with us.
Thank you. And I'm sure your dad is very happy we're doing this. But
yeah,
here's a little reading for you. I feel like the show is going to grow, and that you'll have additional guests on that will provide various services and different types of readings. So I think we can probably focus on that after the year.
Right. I appreciate that. Yes, I agree with everything you just said, and so,
yeah.
So thank you for that. And so, so my guest tonight is medium Michelle Fletcher, and we're about to start going into calls. So Michelle, would you like to say anything to the callers before we get started?
Yeah, but I want to ask you, your dad is showing me a $5 bill. So I have to ask you if you know what that means yet. You may not know what it means yet.
Dollar bill.
It's kind of all crinkled up. You may find it in a pocket or something.
Yeah, there was something that popped into my mind. But I'm not I could, possibly. I'll message you about that.
Okay, I know you don't.
Yeah,
I know
it's interesting you
read
that.
Put on the spot.
No, I appreciate it. Anytime, yes, and so yes, I,
okay,
I appreciate
so,
that, and I'm glad.
You're welcome. So as far as how the readings will go, I'm primarily a medium, so you can expect a loved one to come forward. Because we're so limited on time, I think we're, you know, about 5 minutes per caller. I, you know, don't expect a ton of information, but you may get a few validating pieces of information. You may get direction in your life. I may bring up some challenges that you're going through, and please be rest assured that it's all done in love. It's all done in coming from a place of love and compassion, because I'm a human being too, and I face tremendous challenges in my life, and I have compassion for people who struggle, especially in interpersonal type relationships where maybe there's a unhealthy pattern that's happening and it's damaging your relationship and you don't know how to stop this pattern and you're kind of spiraling downhill. So what I would do is I would look into that and I would talk about, you know, what's happening in that pattern and why it's being created. Because I do believe that we are the gods of our lives and we create. We are constantly creating. Every moment, every thought, every word spoken is creating. So anyways, that's how it goes. Just ask one question and then you'll get a general reading. I may not focus on the one question. I may veer off. But that's what you can expect. And please be gentle to the messenger. I'm just here to help, not shame or make anyone feel bad.
Right. Yes. And all very well said there, Michelle. And so thank you for that. And callers, when I bring you on the air, please just state your first name and where you're calling from, and we will go from there. So let's go ahead and go with our first caller from the evening, area code 818. 818, you are on the air. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from, please?
Sure. It's Carmen. I'm calling from Georgia.
Hi, Carmen. How are you doing
Carmen.
Tonight?
Thanks for supporting the show.
Thank you. Yeah, and I think that I had spoken with Michael a few times in the past years. I believe it might have been back in like 2014. He had he asked me. He was like, oh, you know, you have a gift. You should be on the show. And I was like, oh, I don't know. And I was going through my emails during this early part of the emails, and I was like, I think that's the same Michael. I couldn't remember because it had been so long since I had called on the show, but I had an email in here. It says Mike's with the S5565 at AOL.com.
Yes, that was his old email.
That
yes.
Yeah, and there was a lady named Caramel Cochran that used to be on the show on Tuesdays that I noticed in my emails as well. But yeah, he was so nice. Yeah, he was a really wonderful person, and I'm really sorry for your loss because this is my first time hearing of this.
Right. Well, I appreciate that, Carmen, and thank you for sharing all that with us. It means a lot. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
And so...
So, how can
so
I
did
help
you have
this
a
evening, Carmen?
Yes.
Cool. I wanted to get some insight into my love life. I mean, I have like a stepdad on the other side, but we weren't super close. But I have spoken to him through mediums. So I don't know. Today, okay. I think I want to focus more on this love thing, and I have three people. And that I'm kind of,
I see that. I was just, okay, so let me just take it from here. That's exactly what I was seeing. And I do see your stepdad. But what's interesting to me is I don't know why he would be coming in on your mom's side. That's kind of confusing me. maybe because he was married to your mother, but he's coming in on the wrong family side. So, Let me just take a look at him for a second. Okay. He's so cute. At first I was like, was he a businessman? Did he write? And I'm like, no, that's not what he's trying to convey here. Who is the, out of the three gentlemen, who is the one that is at his desk the most and writes quite a bit? Like, he's just a very office-y business type of guy. So out of the three, does that fit this description of one? Because if it doesn't, then that tells me there's someone else, and it's neither of them.
Well, one guy is an author, but there's no chance of me talking about a
I'm sorry, Carmen, I'm getting every other word, and I can't hear you. It's breaking up a little bit.
Oh, okay, let me sit up straight. I was saying that one of the three guys is an author, so he does coaching calls and works from a desk, but he is in a very unconventional relationship. he's not really anybody that I would marry or be long term. He's just somebody that I can learn from and kind of work alongside with some dating aspect. I don't know how to describe him without being
personal. I do see that in him. He has a real reluctance to relationship. And may I ask your age? Because some reason I'm being told 24. I'm not saying that's your age. There's a reason I'm getting that age.
That's the age that people think that I am. But I've actually I turned 41 recently, but I don't have any signs of aging.
You're ageless. I have the same problem, mm-hmm. and I get treated like a little kid a lot of the time. So I'm like, wait a minute, I'm 46 with two grandkids and I'm being carded. Like, are you kidding? Anyways, I'm getting off track. So,
and another guy, he just sold his business, but he's still working. He still is going in and consulting. So he's at a desk. And then the guy whose house that I'm at right now, he works at a desk because he's an editor at a major news outlet, but
okay.
He also is problematic for me too. Well, I don't know.
Okay, hold on. Let's see here. Your stepdad that's giving me this information, but he's okay. This is the message here for you, Carmen. He said, I don't know which one. And honestly, I don't think it's any of them because I'm not getting a strong link and I'm not getting a strong connection. So, but what your stepdad's telling me is you throw the net out, like fishing. How funny. He's a funny guy. You throw this fishing net out and then you're pulling it back towards you. And I see like one or two. So, somehow, and this is all energetically, so somehow energetically you're putting the vibe out there that you're available, but we're not fishing right. We're not getting to the right, we're not getting the right prospects. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and I really like the guy in Northern California that sold his business. He's like the most decent of the three, but and more appropriate for me because he's completely single. But
and available and single.
Yeah, but his daughter is having some issues, and so that's been his reasoning for the disconnect.
Yeah, I think they're nice people, but I don't see that they're so we kind of have a desire with unavailable men is what I'm trying to say. So, which then that would tell me there's like you really do want a relationship, a commitment, and you know, all of that, but there's a fear. There's a real fear in there, because you're attracting people that aren't as available as they should be. They're not in sync with what you're wanting. Does that make sense? And that sort of has to do with throwing the fishing out, and that's why that we're not catching. Nothing is kind of going anywhere. And I've let's work on what that is. And then that's going to change your vibration to where now you're going to attract suitable, available people. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, that's really all I have for you.
Okay.
Thank you for calling in tonight, Carmen.
We appreciate it.
Hi. Thank you. You have a good
night. Thank you so much, Carmen. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
All right. Great reading there, Michelle. Michelle Fletcher is my guest tonight. If you would like a reading tonight, please call on in. The number is 929-477-1684. And press the 1 on your phone if you would like to come on air. And so with that, let's go to our next caller tonight. Area code 347. 347, you're on the air. Can I get your first name and where you're calling from, please?
Hi, my first name is Tanika. I'm calling from New York.
Hello, how are you doing
tonight?
Tanika,
hi.
Hi. Hi.
Thanks so much for supporting the show and calling in. How's New York?
You.
Is it cold?
Yeah, it's cold and rainy. I have a cold.
Ew. Oh, no. Well, how can I help you this evening?
I actually have a love and relationship question. I wanted to know what you see for me with someone named Frank. We're sort of seeing each other, but right now we're kind of like, I don't know, I guess at a standstill. I haven't spoken in a couple of days. I don't know if maybe he's dating other people.
He's being avoidant. He's upset about something, a hurt feeling, something said. And he doesn't have the ability or the skills, the communicative skills he doesn't quite know what's wrong or, you know, what he doesn't know how to talk about it. Go ahead.
No, I'm just wondering, like, what you see, like, will happen between us.
I'm having a hard time hearing you as well. Jeez, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Can you repeat that?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just wondering if you see, like, what will happen between us, like, if things will get better, if we'll talk, or if you come around.
Yeah, he's gonna come around. But I have to warn you that this is a recurring pattern with him. So. If he wants to, you know, have any meaningful relationship, this is a barrier for him. So he has to, he's really shut off, closed off, somewhat avoidant, has a hard time talking about his feelings, which, you know, a lot of people struggle with that. So it's nothing against his character. Or the person that he is, he just needs some help around this particular area when he gets upset or when something happens and he doesn't know how to deal with what's arising in him. Have you experienced that before with him?
Yeah, I have. It's like I would like to be let into his life a little bit more because I do like him a lot, but he like won't let me in. He like will never take me out.
Yeah.
He never
brought
me over. I don't know if he's seen other women or not. Like he has this.
I don't get the sense that there's other people. He's a little bit of an introvert. He is has some pain and stuff that he needs to work around as far as being able to be in a relationship. I would, if he's worth it to you, I would consider dragging, you know, asking if you would like to see someone to, you know, when things arise, you need to talk about how that makes you feel and that you feel scared and because you're not sure if he's in it. And when he disappears because he's upset, that's very hard for you. He needs to know that.
Mm-hmm. Right now he's just like not talking to me at all. Like, I'm like, is it over? Is he even thinking about me? Is it done?
Yeah.
You know, cause it's like,
yeah, it just leaves you hanging and that's not fair to you. So if you approach him from a place of, look, this is very painful for me when I don't hear from you because I don't know what's happening. And it just leaves me thinking the worst. Like if you're seeing other people or if you're not, if you don't care about me, it makes me feel unloved. And this sort of pattern is very damaging and it's very hurtful to me. And you show him and you look into his eyes and you show him, this hurts me. So because if he keeps doing it, it's going to end the relationship if he keeps doing that. And I don't think he wants that.
I mean, I don't want that, but it's like I can't tell if he just doesn't care or not. Because I was mad at him this week that he like went to go see a female friend of his who's married and have kids. He spends a lot of time with her. I guess he's really good friends with her. He like was baking Christmas cookies with her kids.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I've been
mm-hmm.
in limbo for like a whole week. He doesn't text me unless it's like we're at work and it's work related. Like he doesn't talk to me outside of work. Like this whole weekend, he hasn't texted me or talked to me. And he knows how I feel about him. He won't let me in. So I'm like, and he told me that.
He has an emotional bond. He has an emotional bond with this woman. He's someone. See, it's hard for him to open up to you because it's too threatening. It's too close. But this other woman, I don't think there's absolutely nothing physical. He's able to open up because she's safe, because they're not romantic.
Mm-hmm. He told me that all he can offer me is a sexual relationship. But when we're together, I don't know. Like, I like to think that there's potential there.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what he had said to me at one time, and that's why it makes me wonder if he even cares, you know, if we're going to have a future, if we're just not, and that is the truth, that he'll only give me that.
Yeah. So, and then as you're telling me more, the relationship feels somewhat unbalanced, like you're waiting for him to change his mind and, you know, you need to have another very honest conversation with him to see where he's at. Because, men, you know, he could change his mind, but based on behavior and, you know, how he's being with you, I don't know. And I would, he told you that a long time ago, so things may have changed. It's time to revisit that topic. So, but that's,
right.
I think we need to, I think that's all I have for you, and I wish you the best of luck.
All right. We appreciate you calling in tonight. You have a good night,
all
right?
Thank you.
All right, thank you. All right, great reading there, Michelle. Great points. Tough situation, though.
Yeah.
And
I could, I mean, I just felt her, I could sense her tremendous pain around this whole thing.
Right.
So,
right,
and
for sure.
If he doesn't come around, she needs, you know, she needs to move on. So.
Right. And so yes, we will be praying there out there for you. So, we are live for about the next hour. So please come on in. And Medium Michelle Fletcher is my guest tonight. She is taking your calls. So please call on in 929-477-1684. And let's go to area code 412. You're on the air. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from, please?
Hi, my name is Pam. I'm calling from Pennsylvania. How are you?
Hi, Pam.
Hi.
We're good.
How you doing?
We're good. How are you?
Yes.
I'm good. Thank you. I don't know. I really don't have a question. I just have lost a lot of people in the last couple years
in my
life.
Okay, I've got someone, Pam, I've got the first person is coming in on Dad's side. How I connect is I'll give you a description of what he's showing me. It's a male. He doesn't have any hair, and he has a real nice smile and a warmth to him. Let's see what else. Do you have any idea who this could be coming in on Dad's side?
Well, maybe my brother that passed away from cancer. He did lose his hair. He had a beautiful smell.
Yeah, that's him.
I loved him very much.
Okay. So that's who shows up here, and he is very excited to also bring in a female that is much older than he is. I feel he passed before his time, you know, and then this woman that he's bringing in is much, much older, like grandma.
My mother.
Okay, so he's super excited to bring her through for you. You need to know that they are together. He's making a point. Tell her that we're together. Because I don't know if you understand that, once we pass, we are with our loved ones. And I don't know if there's a fear there, but he's making a real strong point to say, you know, let her know we are together. We did find each other. Okay, you've got animals around you too. I feel you've had some pets that have passed. Do you understand?
One, a golden retriever.
And I see a little, like, dark dog too. This might be one of their dogs that they had. It's a little guy running around. Do you have a friend that we grew up, you know? Okay. Well, they came to greet you as well. Also, it's your birthday recently, Pastor, coming up.
November 29th. Yeah, that was my birthday. Yes.
Okay. Well, they're wishing you happy birthday. They were saying they were with you. They were with you on your birthday. Let's see. This is sort of mom wants to come forward. So she's kind of stepping up so I can see her a little bit better. She's a very sweet-natured woman. Do you understand that?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, she talks with a very kind voice. She's telling me many, many hours on the phone. You two were very close. Understand?
Yes.
Okay. And you would just talk. And she's saying that hasn't stopped. I want you to still talk to me. I haven't gone anywhere. She's a lovely, wonderful mother that is a huge loss to you. And I'm really sorry.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. It's okay. I'm giving you a really heartfelt reading, so it's really okay to cry. And I think part of what you're feeling there is her love, because I feel it. She's just beaming, and she has so much love coming from her. She says, I don't want you to feel so alone. I don't want you to feel so alone. I'm still here. I'm still in it with you. I haven't abandoned you. I haven't left.
Thank you.
She mentions George. She mentions George.
It's her brother. That's her brother passed, yeah.
Okay, so you really need to know your mom is okay. When did she pass?
Well, she passed about 7 years ago. But then my two brothers and my fiance passed about 2 years ago.
That's a lot of loss and a lot of heartache. And I'm really sorry that you've endured all of this. But she says she's with George, and George says hello.
That was my Uncle George. Yeah, that was her younger brother. Yes, thank you.
Okay. What was your fiance's name?
His name was Salim. It's an Arabic name.
Okay. I don't know why he shows me car headlights. When you're laying in bed, do you get a glimpse of the car headlights as they drive past in your window?
Yes, sometimes, yes.
Okay.
When I'm sitting in the living room, I do a lot.
Okay, I don't know why this brings you comfort, but it does. I don't get a lot of traffic. I just get occasionally with the car headlights entering your windows.
Okay.
I don't know why that's important. I feel like you are like in a meditative, thinking, introspective space when this happens. When the car lights show up. So it's somewhat of a sign, you know, to not feel so alone.
Oh, that's true, because sometimes I just moved into a new condo and I love it, but I don't know a lot of people, and that's true. It makes me feel good if I see like lights,
it makes
somebody
you
going by.
Feel like someone's around. Or you're,
exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes,
yeah,
thank you for that. That's so true.
You're very welcome. And also, it is also some kind of a signal from spirit world, because pay attention to how it makes you feel when the lights show up. So anyways, enough about that. I want to try to get to your fiance. Did he have a heart condition?
Yes.
Or is he okay? Because he's talking about he put his hands up close to his heart, and he's saying, "I'm so very sorry I left you early." He knows the pain that has caused you. Please, you know, he's be brave. Please be brave. And I hear the words, "I love you, please don't go. I love you, please don't go." Those might have been something like that that you've said, or you said
yeah.
to him.
Yeah, I took care of him too when he was sick.
Okay. Like, please don't leave me. Please don't go. And he's sorry that he did. I met your mother, so he must not have met her on the earth.
Oh, he did. He did.
Okay. Okay, well, he's with her now.
But she did ask him when she was dying to take care of me and stay with me. Maybe that's what he means.
Okay. So I see them in a circle, and they're standing around you, and they're really uplifting you, and they're talking about how brave you are. So I hope that was good for you.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
That was a lot.
Thank you for calling
Thank
in tonight.
You.
You're very welcome, and Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays.
Okay.
And
thank
know
you.
That
God
they're
bless.
With you on. Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Have
Bye-bye.
A good night. All right. Great reading there, Michelle. Lots of validating messages there. And before we take a quick break, would you let the listeners know how they can find out more about you and get a hold of you?
Sure, you can just message me on Facebook. That is the easiest and fastest way to get a hold of me.
All right, and that link, sorry.
I was just going to say it's Medium Michelle Fletcher on Facebook.
Okay, great. Thank you, Michelle. And that link is also in the chat room. We want to thank everyone in there for joining us in there tonight. So we will be right back after this on Journey into the Light Radio.
Like you've never been before, the life you knew in a thousand pieces on the floor. And words fall short in times like these, but this world drives you to your knees. You think you're never gonna get back to the you they used to be. Tell your heart.
Into Journey into Light Radio. We are glad you are with us. I'm your host, Nick Long, and we are live for about 40 more minutes tonight with my guest, Medium Michelle Fletcher. She's my guest on here every Sunday night, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern for 90 minutes. If you would like to follow me for show updates, etc., my link is in the chat room for my Facebook, or you can type in Nick Long and should find me. Also, my guest tonight, Michelle Fletcher, her link is in the chat room as well. So I hope you are all enjoying the show tonight as we are, and we are taking your calls for free readings tonight. So please call on in. The number is 929 877-1684 and press the 1 if you would like to come on for a reading. And with that, let's bring back on my guest this evening, Michelle. Welcome back, Michelle.
Hi. Hey. I love your music tonight.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah,
I really,
really nice.
And so, thank you. And so, all right, and callers, when I bring you on this evening, please just state your first name and where you're calling from. And if you have a question for Michelle, I will go from there. So, are you ready to go back to callers, Michelle?
I sure am. I am. Yep.
All right. Sounds good. All right. And let's go to area code 386. 386. Can I get your first name and where you're calling from, please?
Hi, Nick. Hi, Michelle. This is Cindy. I'm calling from Florida.
Hi, Cindy. How are you
Florida?
Doing tonight?
Hi. I'm doing good. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much for calling in and supporting our show.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I thoroughly enjoy it, and I just want to say, Nick, I'm so sorry, and you have my condolences about your dad.
I
called him to his shows
you.
For many years, and he was a blessing to so many, truly an earth angel.
Yes, I appreciate those words. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you. Thank you for starting the show back up, and you sound so much like him. It's just...
Yeah.
Like a moment in time. You just sound like him on the show.
Yeah.
I know you hear that probably a lot, but you really do.
Oh,
So thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And so, and do you have a question tonight for Michelle?
I do. Michelle, do you have any messages from anyone in spirit? I have a lot of friends and family in spirit, and I'm going through a tough time right now financially and trying to move forward in my life and with a new business, and everything's like delayed, sit still, and I really want to, you know, get my life back. Like, there's been a lot of delays over the last few years, so I want to be able to get on track.
Okay, so I'm going to start with connecting with your business, and then we'll kind of venture out and see who's here. Business, I do see a lot of frustration for you, and I do see what you've already told me is delay. I'm trying to, are you open to hearing, you know, what we could be doing differently, possibly, to move things along?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Okay, because I just, it feels like it's going at a very, it's just like a snail pace.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. And you get a break, and you're super excited, and you're like, oh my gosh, I think it's finally moving forward. And then it goes right back to snail speed. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay, that is frustrating. So let me see what's happening here. For some reason, I'm being shown that it's the pace of the business is mirroring back to the energy that's putting out. And please don't take this as you're not working hard enough or you're not doing enough. I actually don't know how to take that. That's just what's coming to me. And so that kind of makes me feel like vibrationally something within is moving slower than it would like. So then that also tells me there's a block. And the block has to do, it always does, has to do with self-worth and fear. If it's totally successful, that may put you in a different bracket where you're busier and you have more responsibility, and so there's this a little bit of fear around that. So that's generally where, you know, when we have struggle in life, it usually kind of goes back to what's okay. So what's the fear? And so if you can identify what that fear is, it'll start to move the business along a little bit better.
Okay.
I don't give up. That's what spirit world. I have it. Okay. So now gentleman's coming through from your dad's side. I don't know who he is. Is your dad living or deceased?
He is passed.
Okay. I get a sense with him that he was kind of business savvy. Does this make sense?
Yeah.
Is he business savvy?
Well, yeah. I guess depends on what kind of business, but in a way, yes, in a way.
In a way. Street smart, kind of. So.
Yes.
And
yes.
I mean, he knew he could make money. He had an ability to do that when he wanted to. And so he's the one sort of directing this conversation, and he's the one helping in your business. Now, he's a little dominating or a little intrusive helping type. Do you understand that?
Mm-hmm.
Opinionated. Does that make sense to you?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because that's kind of what he's doing now. So he's outspoken about his opinions when it comes to business. So he's just saying he's here. I also get the name Peg or Peggy or P. name.
I'm trying to think if I know anybody with a P name.
Do you have a brother?
I have four brothers.
Okay. There's a Peggy connected to one of the brothers, and I don't know which. Was there any recent passings with any of the brothers?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Okay. Well, fact find and, you know, check that out and let me know. So,
okay.
I'm still kind of focused in on the business. No. Okay. So we need to have a bit more confidence. So when you're speaking to customers or prospects or business dealings, there needs to be a change in voice, tone, and confidence in whatever it is you're doing. There's doubt in the business, and so that doubt somehow it's getting communicated.
Okay.
Okay. I think that's all I have for you, and I hope that was helpful.
Uh-huh.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're
right.
Very welcome.
Connection. Thank you. Thank you.
Have a good night. Right, great reading there, Michelle. The number to call in tonight is 929-477-1684. Medium Michelle Fletcher is my guest tonight. She's a very, very gifted at what she does, and she is taking your calls for free readings, so please go ahead and call on in. And let's go to our next caller here, area code 229. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from, please?
Hi, my name is Melvin, and I'm calling from Georgia.
Hi, Melvin. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty good, but Nick, I got to say this right quick. Your father and I were so super glue close friends. And when I heard the news, I just broke down in tears. I did not believe it. I was shocked. And I know he helped me so much in my life to bring me back and try to put me in different ways. He helped raise money when my son passed away on GoFundMe.com, and people just sending in money for my son's burial. And when I heard that he was gone, And I'll tell you right now, I can't. It's like my father died, my brother died. He is so beautiful in my soul, and I miss that because we was planning on meeting each other because he liked Oklahoma football. I like Georgia football. And
yeah.
Oklahoma, we're going to win the national title just for your dad. I'm telling you now. They're in the playoffs. Yeah. And they're going to beat Alabama on the 29th of this month. And I'm telling you right now, I've been trying to get through this. I think it's my third call. And I said, all right, Angel Michael, please let Nick hit my, you know, so. And I just had to get that off my chest. And it's much, much more than that. But I don't want to take up you all time. But I love your dad. He's still on my Facebook page. And I even sent a message to Greg King. I didn't know, but I was getting messages from his Facebook page about he was going to be missed and all this. And I said, what happened? Well, I'm just freaking out, man. But you have my late condolences and pure love. And my your father said, Melvin, you can do your show. Your dad used to let me come on and sit with him on the show and get my insight on people and advice, you know. I said, Michael, I can't do that. He said, yes, you can. You're going to do it. Yes, you can. You can do it.
Right.
And I did it. I did it several times. So I just had to get that off my chest. Yeah, I love you all. You have a great family. Uh-huh. And even through the tornadoes, and we talked about it, and I offered to give him something, but he wouldn't take it. I'm like, oh, my Lord, you won't take it. He said, no, I'm fine. I'm fine. I love him. He's my brother. He's my father. He's a beautiful. I told him he was an angel on earth. So by getting all that off my chest, I mean, it's much more, but I just had to say that. I'm sorry for taking up too much time.
Not at all. Yeah. I really appreciate all that you just said there, Melvin.
Yeah.
It really means a lot to me. It truly means a lot. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
And so,
I mean, he did things that he didn't have to do. He got up a round table for me for donations. And at that time, I didn't have a job. And for donations just to bury my son. And it worked out. It worked out. As a matter of fact, he did it twice. One for my son and one for my rent. And it's on my Facebook page. And you can see me on my Facebook page. I'm a former Marine. And I will follow you, man. You guys are great, beautiful family. But
I appreciate that.
Saying
thank
all
you.
That. Yes, sir. Okay. Ms. Fletcher, I'm sorry, Michelle.
Yeah.
I just want to know, I've been going through some hardship dealing with my Social Security and also with my health. I am receiving Social Security, but I had to file a appeal because they didn't give me my lump sum that I deserved. And then they also gave me a small amount of per month. And I just want to know, I do have an attorney, and I just want to know, what do you see in that? Do you see me coming out victorious, getting my lump sum? And also, I'm getting a check every month, but it's not enough for where I live.
I do see those things working out for you. I see that monthly as being efficiently lower than, you know, what you need. So I do see it bumping up, and unfortunately, the lump sum, a good portion of that will go to the attorney. So that's just how it goes. But I do see, you know, just keep keep your hope, keep your head up, and keep moving forward. I think you definitely did the right thing hiring an attorney and going through the process.
Right.
I see like an error or one mistake that gets caught or corrected, and that is what causes your monthly to bump. And then I do want to acknowledge, I don't see your son or anyone else. I see a woman who stands by your bed, and she rubs your back as you're sleeping. And I want to ask you if your mother is living or deceased.
She's deceased.
Okay, that would be her. And she's talking about, I know she's showing a lot of compassion for you, and she's talking about, I've been with you through all of it, and she's acknowledging the pain and the suffering and everything that you've been through. And this is a nightly thing. Like, she's right there rubbing, massaging, rubbing your back, and just really, really attentive to you. Loves you a lot.
Right. I got when I was working, I got injured on my job, and I injured my lower back, and I injured my left knee. And that's what I was telling Michael. And then I couldn't work anymore. I want to go back to what you were saying about, like, I have some paperwork to finish up, to send off to the Social Security people. And then, once that's sent in off, are they going to make a decision to give me my lump sum? I put it this way. Am I going to receive a lump sum of money for back pay?
I believe so, yeah. Now, when I do intuitive readings, it's not 100% correct. There's always an off chance that... how I'm feeling, how I'm sensing, the direction I'm moving is, yes, I feel like you will, have a backup plan. Do not take this 100%. But that is what I'm sensing is yes.
Okay. And also the monthly increase as well once they get there.
I see that increasing. Yeah.
Because I already got a letter in the mail. Yes. I already got a letter in the mail about everybody got a 2.8% increase, but that's not enough near what I'm talking
about. Yeah, that's the increase I'm seeing. That's part of it. Yeah.
Oh, no, that's not even close to what I'm filing an appeal for, because I just got that letter in the mail, and that's only a $26 increase. From what I get, what I've been getting.
I see a significant increase.
Okay, yeah, okay. And my son that crossed over, do you have any message that he wanted my son or either my brother that passed away? Because my son,
I think we've gone over our amount of time, and we do have to get to other callers. But I do see your son. He is here too. But your mom is the one that wanted you to know that she's there.
Okay. Thank you
for calling in, Melvin. I appreciate all that you said there at the beginning too. And so,
yes, sir.
You have a good night.
Okay.
All right.
All right. You too.
Right.
You all
thank
too.
You.
And thank you.
God bless.
Good night.
God bless.
Thanks for
God
calling
bless.
In. God bless.
All right. Great reading there, Michelle. And so with that, let's go to our next caller here. Let's go to area code 843. 843, you're on the air. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Hi, my name is Summer, and I'm calling from South Carolina.
Hi, Summer.
Wow, how are you
Thanks
doing tonight?
For calling in.
Good. I'm so glad I got on. I listened to your dad for a long time, and he and I had discussed you many times. So I feel quite honored that you guys took my call today.
I appreciate that. Thank you. We're glad that you were able to get on. And so, did you have a question for Michelle tonight?
Yes. This has been one heck of a year for me. A year ago, left a very bad 20-year marriage. I'm finally starting to feel okay and stable, and then the hurricane kind of happened, and I lost my home, and I had to move, and my finances have been upside down. My romantic life has just been a mess. I wanted to see if you've seen anything happening in those areas.
In any of those areas?
As far as finances getting better, or if I'm finally going to meet somebody.
Was there, so you just seeking a general type reading, you know, see what's there for you. Was there a move recently with you, or are you thinking of moving?
I just moved a few months ago.
Okay. So I'm acknowledging that move, everything stabilizing. This is very grounding, this new home. I feel very warm about it. I feel that you're very happy in it. So that's good.
I am.
Do you understand that? Okay, good.
Yes.
And that's super important, because when you're happy about your home, you know, other aspects of your area start to work as well. I do think that you're out of the storm, literally, the hurricane, everything that you just said, financially, all of that is in the past. And I just see like very clear moving forward. I think you're going to have 4 months of a little bit of unsteadiness and still feeling afraid and unsettled. And then after that period, you're going to start to feel more safe, secure. And that's when your life begins to kind of feel normal again. So let's see. Business. I feel that there's two separate energies moving to two different ideas or two different streams of income, so to speak.
Okay.
Do you know what that's about?
Yes. I am a realtor, and I just took on a job at as an interior designer as well right now, to I kind of get back on my feet, and primarily I want to just only work real estate.
You only want to work real estate. Okay. And I see that that's exactly what happened. So, you know, after your finances improve, you let this other job go and you're primarily focusing on real estate. I don't see that happening for a while. I think you're going to hang on to this other stream of income for a little bit longer than you really want to. Hold on. Also, frustration in the real estate world, like things aren't closing in time. There's delays, sort of like the other caller I spoke to, just kind of delay, and some frustration around that. Do you understand that?
Okay. Well, that's kind of day in the life of real estate.
Kind of the life of a real estate agent. But I see this one deal where it could really put you in a really great place financially, and that one is what's causing the frustration.
Okay. Well, I don't have anything going as of yet. I just closed my last deal. And I don't have anything in the pipeline. That's why I took on this other job.
Okay.
I kind of was out of the loop.
There will be another one in the pipeline very, very soon. But unfortunately, you know, what I'm seeing is that it does take a while. But it, you know, once it does close, it will be very good for you.
Okay.
So I think that's That's really all I have.
Yeah.
Do you see anyone coming into my life as far as a romantic partner?
We're going to have to move on to other callers. We're just about out of time. But we appreciate you calling in tonight, though.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
All right.
Well,
thanks
for calling.
Have a good night. All right. And great reading there, Michelle. Michelle Fletcher is my guest tonight. She is a very, very gifted medium who is taking your calls tonight. And so we got, let's see. And got about 13 minutes left. Do you think we got time for one more caller, Michelle?
Sure.
Okay. Let's see. We'll go to our last caller of the evening here. It's going to be area code 814. Can we get your first name where you're calling from, please?
Hi, my name's Bonnie.
Hi,
Bonnie. Hi, Bonnie. How are you doing tonight?
Good, good. My question's very direct. Can you please tell me what you see with my relationship with my husband? And you could be as blunt as you have to be. And I do have one special person that passed over, my father.
Okay. Well, let me see which direction Spirit World's taking me. Give me a second here.
It's very important about my husband.
Okay. So I want to first make sure I'm connecting to the right loved one. What's a military background?
Yes, that's his dad. Yes, that's my grandfather.
Okay. So that's not your dad, that's your grandfather?
Yes, but that's okay. I was very close to him. But they have
okay,
the same name. They have the same name. We call them Pap-Pap, both of them.
Pap-Pap. Okay, well, that so it's your grandfather that comes through to talk about your relationship.
Okay.
Now, I kind of get the feeling you already know the answer because the way that your grandfather, the expression on it, I can see his dear face and his expression, you know, he's very warm. He takes your hand and he kind of is like, you know, it's going to be a bumpy ride.
Okay.
So, and he's talking about your relationship and you already know things. You already kind of feel
yep.
it's going down this path and that you really, you know, you really don't need me to validate that because it's within.
Yep.
Now, your husband has a problem with honesty. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay, because I can hear a conversation happening and it's you lied to me. And so that makes me feel like there's been quite a bit of dishonesty and
yes.
trust is
yes.
violated. And there's a lot of crazy making. Like, I didn't lie, but there's it's clearly right there in front of your face and then denial about it. So
yes.
there's a whole lot of crazy making
should I divorce him?
Well, I can't.
Do you see a divorce?
You know, it's going to all unravel soon. Okay, and I can't speak about a divorce. The way your grandfather is coming through and talking to me is he's saying it's going to be a bumpy ride, and I'm going to be here with you through it.
And
so,
he knows I know the answer in my heart.
Yeah. Yeah.
My husband has a drinking problem.
Okay. So he's being dishonest about drinking.
Yes, dishonest, hiding, and I would catch him in lies, and that's, it's been 30 years of marriage, but I left him due to the dishonesty because I don't have no more trust.
Right.
I'm staying at my mom's house right now.
Okay. And you know what's so funny is they're waving. Tell her hi.
oh, yeah. Do you see my dad waving?
Yeah, they're all waving. I see lots of hands just waving at
your
mom.
Oh, waving right now. We talk to them all the time. But I was very close to my pap. I was very close to his.
Okay, so they're making me feel that your place where you're staying with your mom is very warm and cozy, and it's the perfect place to kind of process yourself and gather yourself. It's like a stopping
nesting
place.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you see my husband getting better, or is it? It's just a pattern. It's a horrible pattern.
I don't see him getting better unless he's in a 12-step program, and he's taking it very, very seriously. So he's still in the denial phase. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Yeah, he doesn't believe that there's a problem.
I just need to know.
So,
which
causes
him
to hide it, because that's what's causing him to hide it, but he's bitter about having to hide it because he doesn't think he has a problem.
For my mindset, my own mind, should I cut the cord and move on? Because my mind is boggled by his, I don't trust him. So I left 8 times this year. And I'm okay with it. I'm not crying no more.
Yeah, I think that's your answer.
My heart. They're saying
yes. Yeah, I mean, it's you're saying yes.
Yes, I am saying
really,
yes.
Yeah.
And they'll be beside me every step of the way.
Yeah, every step of the way.
Mm-hmm. Just one more thing. He was my high school sweetheart, and I made a wish on a shooting star for him. And I feel we had good years. And this problem, I don't see it getting any better. I just don't. It's getting worse instead of better. And I have 3 boys,
yeah,
and I need to do the right thing.
Well, and, the ultimatum, you need to be in 12-step program once a week, every week, or even twice a week. He needs to get a sponsor. He needs to do the work.
He's drinking before he goes to AA. Before he even goes into the room, he has anxiety. He drinks before he goes to AA. So it's a waste of time. Well, thank you very much.
See the drinking getting improving in the next, not anytime soon.
Thank you, and we love Michael. We love Michael. My mom, Carol, enjoys this radio station. She listened to it nightly. She was a faithful 814 listener. And thank you very much for taking my phone call.
Well, thank you.
For
you have a good
and
night. All right.
The show.
Have a nice night.
And tell your mom hello. Okay. Bye.
Bye. All right, Michelle, it's been a great show tonight. Happy and honored for you to be here. And,
thank you. Honored to be here.
And before we let you go, can you give the listeners one more time the way to get a hold of you?
Sure. You can message me on Facebook. That's the quickest and easiest way to get a hold of me if you are interested in a reading. And readings do make wonderful Christmas gifts. So if you want to give a loved one a gift of a reading, that they make wonderful gifts. So.
Very well said. Thank you, Michelle. And we will see you next Sunday night here. You have a good week, all right?
Okay, you too. Bye-bye, Nick.
All right, bye.
Bye.
All right, that was Media Michelle Fletcher. We're glad all of you were able to join us tonight. My next show will be Thursday night, December 20th, this Thursday at 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, with psychic medium John Crawley. He's been a guest on here for the last 2-3 years, and so that will be 8 p.m., 9 p.m., 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern on Thursday. So we hope you all had a great time tonight. If you would like to follow show updates or follow me on Facebook, those links are in the chat room, or just go to Facebook and type in Nick Long and it should pop up. So you all have a good night and take care.